All right, so we have time for a question or two.
Hi, Galexis.
Hello.
Galexis, this has been such a remarkable workshop. Thank you very much. I've had issues through my whole life with relationship, and most recently I am attracting some women who look like they're pretty decent ladies, and then as you dig a little deeper, they're very angry and punishing women. And I have been writing, doing a lot of journaling and writing about stuff, and I don't know how to get off that track to attract somebody in my life that I would be a more nurturing and balanced relationship.
All right. Well, look at what it is you want in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's a part of you that wants, like you mentioned, nurturing. So you want nurturing. So that's your inner child. You probably want a supportive person.
Yes.
Okay. So that's probably your inner child and your inner adolescent.
Mm-hmm.
You probably want a person who is pleasant and nice all the time, which is your ideal mother, right? Which is your child wanting that as well. The thing is that when you attract somebody and it seems that they consistently have some kind of issue, that, where especially anger and boundaries, right? That it's important for you to recognize who is responding to that. Who is attracting that relationship? What is the function that you're really looking for? A lot of people are looking for being loved. They want to be loved, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But, of course, when you enter into a relationship, you have to be the person who can have the relationship that you want. You have to have the identity to have a relationship that's really a good relationship, a healthy relationship between two adult people that you can enjoy. Now, you're never going to get a person who's just like you. You don't want one. You want somebody who's closer almost to being your opposite. You don't want to avoid fighting. Fighting is often the time where people can really get their expression out and really find out who they are and stand up for themselves. But you want a relationship between two equals. You don't want to let your child self determine your yearning, determine your vibrational attraction, right? So we would suggest using the technique we talked about today. We're going to be doing it in meditation shortly. And in that, to really feel yourself as an adult, right? No child around, no adolescent around, nothing about nurturing and so forth. More about you wanting to love, more about you wanting to share, and that's about it. Because you have not been given in your life a good example of what a relationship that is really healthy adult relationship is about. As you focus on the dark side of people, in a sense you're saying, okay, I'm looking at this relationship. Let me look at their glitches. Let me see what the problems are so that I can avoid them. What you're doing is putting your focus on them. It's like getting that glitch and going, oh, darn, another angry, punishing woman. Celebrate it. Because the more you celebrate it, the less they need to be angry and punishing. The more you seek that, to try and get rid of that, to try and find that ideal behind there, the more you're going to get it. Because that's where your excess lies. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of.
Your excess is what you need out of a relationship, what your fantasy is about a relationship, all these kinds of things. Those, the child self and the adolescent self generally show up really strong for everybody when they're dating and when they're considering a longer-term relationship. So what you want to do is get the child and the adolescent out, give them everything they want. We've done that before several times.
Mm-hmm.
and just keep getting that out and keep getting that out, and then saying, okay, what do I want to give to this relationship? What do I give to this relationship as a responsible, mature adult person? All right? And you just stay focused with that, you'll probably see some shifts in their behavior and their responses to you, because everybody's got bad sides to them.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
You know, everybody's got some kind of nasty stuff going on in there that they could do with the right trigger, with the right button being pushed, you could get all sorts of crap out of just about everybody. And if you push on their crappy spot and they're really nice and sweet, better run like hell. Because they're in good behavior, which means they're going to control the dickens out of you. Okay? So recognize that you want to just stay adult and figure out what that is. To imagine it, to stretch. What would it be if every day I woke up and I knew I was in a good relationship? It doesn't have to be harmonious all the time. The woman doesn't have to be perfect and doesn't have to be this really good, noble, kind, giving, caring, nurturing mommy substitute. She's going to be a person with her own interests, her own ways, her own sense of order, and she's going to be feisty at times, she's going to be angry at times, she's going to be bitchy at times, she's going to be loving at times, she's going to be earthy at times, she's going to be mental at times, because she's just a regular person, right? And recognize that no matter what she does, celebrate it. Laugh. Don't take it personally. Don't take it seriously, because then you're creating importance in there. You're creating self-importance. You want her to see your significance. You want her to believe the right things. No. You don't want her to be a certain way. Play. Let it be easy. No charge. And just celebrate every date you have, no matter how badly it goes. Okay?
Okay.
Knowing that you're getting on a life track towards a good relationship. Celebrate all the failures, because they're not going to be in your future. You see what we're saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right, that's what we would suggest. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Alexis, on that note, I've gotten in a bunch of harangues in the past and currently with the corporatocracy, or however you say it, and I've fought these little battles and usually won. And there's a part of me, like last week you were talking about giving up the rebel or the rebellion and this incident, you know, this track here. And I keep winning these little battles, thinking I'm teaching the corporatocracy a lesson. But and I think I'm done with this, you know. And I'm trying to figure out in this current little harangue, how can I get through it and celebrate it? Because taking somebody to court is kind of hard to celebrate, you know, or something like that.
Okay, who are you taking to court?
Well, I've threatened to take my credit union to court, mm-hmm. because they've done a number of stupid things, and it's to allow me to pay off my cars. I've never taken anybody to court to allow someone to pay them, you know, mm-hmm. and so it's kind of long and involved, but nevertheless, I'm wanting to not have this come up in my track in the future, and I'm trying to look there what you just said and see how can I work with this.
All right. We don't suggest that you change the form of what's going on. In other words, if you're taking them to court, continue to take them to court. The form has nothing to do with anything. It's your response to it. It's who you are that will determine the outcome of this and what track you're on. Okay, so the most first important thing is to look at what is your goal here. Your goal is to get what, some money out of it?
Actually, my goal is to just get rid of them, leave them, pay them off, and have them out of my life.
Okay. so that you can go to maybe another credit union or do something else, right?
Maybe.
Okay, because you don't want to go
bank.
Until you get this clear. You don't want to go to another one. Okay, so essentially the object of this is to kind of dissolve them out of your life path.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what person would you be on the other side of that, with them gone? You'll be faced with your future without this credit union. Who is that? What would that feel like? Now, beyond the relief, okay, which is the immediate thing, as you look to the future, how are you going to look at the future saying, okay, I have some big choices to make now. I've got to make choices about my money and my investments and my future and my future track. And I want a future track in which I can work with trustworthy people, right?
Yes.
I can enjoy myself. I can have abundance. I can have what I like to have, right? Now, the part of you that wants to teach the corporatocracy a lesson, you've recognized, in a sense, not that that's futile, but that's excess energy for you. You're trying to prove that you are right and they are wrong. We're not suggesting to be quiet and let them run all over you. No. Stand up. Stand up for them. But just don't do it in an attitude with lots of hostility and anger and craziness, because that's where you find most of the conspiracy theorists. They're up in their head. They've got more excess energy just flowing all around in there. They've got all this anger and rage, and they've got all these dreams, and they got all this charge and significance, and they've got to be significant, and everything's got to be important. It's such a big deal. And they've got it all built up. And what's the nature going to do? You see? And so one of the ways they do it, they shoot themselves in the foot, because to regular people, they come across totally Looney Tunes. And they don't get the support that they want. They want the world to come and support them, and let's fight and win over these bad guys. But they're not winning their own internal life. They're not winning there. They're in powerlessness. They're in futility and rage. So you want to get rid of all that kind of energy out of you. Align towards a goal that's way beyond getting this credit union gone. Where would you see yourself in? Say if this credit union was out of your life within 2 or 3 months, where would you see yourself in 2 years?
Well, totally successful, happy with honest people. That's true. And if I don't do it like correctly, I'll just have another credit union, like you say. It'll be a harangue with somebody else.
Right. So you have to go through this with no charge. That's going to be your ticket. You have to go through this smooth, calm, collecting, totally expecting that this credit union will dissolve out of your life, that there will be total magic, that everything will work out, everything's going to work out just great. You don't have to sweat over it. You do what you have to do. There is certain things. You have to file the papers. You have to, go to the court. You have to interact with the lawyers, blah, 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 blah. All of that stuff, that's just part of the form. Don't get trapped in it. Don't get trapped with all sorts of attitudes about it. Don't get trapped about attitudes about the court and about the justice system and about whether it's just or not. Blah, 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 blah. Don't get into that. Just say, okay, I'm a magician. I'm a powerful reality creator. I'm going to go and I'm going to do a court situation. I'm going to have a court episode. And I'm going to do it elegantly.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
No charge, no sweat, no drama. No drama. I'm just going to float through it. It's just an episode. It's on the way to this goal. It's on the way to this happy, successful place. And I'm going to keep my focus there and not on the negative stuff. Because if you focus on the negative stuff, what life track are you lining up with, right? So you focus on the beautiful, positive functions of your future. Okay? And you just say, I know that's coming. I know that this is just an episode. And I'm going to look back at this someday and I'm just going to laugh about it. And I'm going to learn how to do it really easy and relaxed. And I'm not going to take anything personally. I'm just going to be calm and just go with my flow. I'm going to be with my flow. And if weird stuff happens, I'm just going to say, I know there's a hidden benefit somewhere. There's blessings in disguise in here someplace because I'm heading towards that happy place. You understand?
Yes, I see. Thank you so much. I see it.
All right. So keep the charge out. Keep the excess energy out. You don't want the reality to come and try to have to balance it out by making you stay stuck with this credit union.
Mm-hmm.
You see? All
yes.
Right. Okay.
Hi, Galexis. Thank
Hello.
You so much. I'm so happy to be here. I have two questions that I'm dealing with right now in terms of my goals and dreams. One is the constructs of linear time. And I feel like this is really a hot issue for me today and that it came up especially today for me to work on today because I was late here. And it feels like this is not something I know how to solve with a left brain. It's not about proper planning to get somewhere on time, but I know that it's required of me for where my goals and intentions are taking me. And so mm-hmm. I just almost don't know how to overcome this. Like, I feel like I have tried everything to be on time and even organize myself and plan my days properly and schedules and alarm clocks. And somehow it's such a huge issue. It feels like some kind of implant or program from some prior existence or alter reality in
now
me?
You're really making a big deal out of it.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Not just this lifetime. By golly,
yes, because
I'm going to bring in other lifetimes too.
Yes, because I've literally spent an entire lifetime trying to be on time.
All right.
And it's so charged, and I feel like I'm racing against time.
All right.
So that's one. That's my first question, and my second question is programs or implants in me that have to do with fear of dancing around egos, because I've come to a place in my life where I feel like I'm tired of limiting myself. I'm tired of being less than I know I am. And I don't mean to sound like an ego, you know, out of control, but I feel like I'm so huge. I'm so big. I'm all that is. I'm everything, everyone. I know it, and I'm tired of everybody else who's trying to put me in a little box and confine me with their limited viewpoints. And yet, I know that's me. So this is what I'm dealing with. Those are my two questions. And I don't know if you know if you can address them. But anyway, there it is.
All right, first thing.
Thank you.
All right, first thing, the time, being late. All right, this started in your childhood. And it started because you had a really great ability to passively resist. It started out as a resistance for someone else to control you. You didn't want to be controlled by somebody else's sense of order. You know what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
And here you are also griping about people putting you in a box, people's sense of order being imposed on you, their ideas about you being imposed on you. This is, in a sense, what one of the things that, as part of your life lesson, you're learning how to not take any of this personally. And that includes your own being late. In order to dispel the charge and the excess energy that's there, you have to start really laughing about it and just say, okay, I guess that's what I'm going to do. And so that's just what I'm going to do. Because by now, most everybody who knows you knows, oh, she's coming late. You know, if she shows up at all, she'll come late, right? And you can even tell people, look, you know, if you tell me what time to be there, don't tell me the real time. Okay? Give me a time that's earlier than the real time. Okay? And I will aim for that earlier time. But don't tell me whether it is or isn't. Okay? And after a while, you'll get the idea that it doesn't matter. Yeah, you've been whipping yourself and pushing yourself and driving yourself, trying to get yourself to overcome the resistance that about time that you are really annoyed about. You're annoyed about appointments. You don't like appointments. You kind of like the Native American version. It's like, well, we'll meet when we get there. Because you are very psychic, so you could probably get told, okay, it's time to, for you to travel and time for you to go there. And you would go there and the other person would show up and, okay, you would have your meeting. Of course, that's not this lifetime, okay? All right? However, what we would say is that first you have to forgive yourself for what you feel is your failure to be on time. Then you have to let go of the anger that you have at the fastidiousness of order of your culture with all this time and the time scarcity that forces you to do stuff you don't want to do in order to be someplace on time, and then you still don't get there. And the channel used to have that issue too. In fact, there was this one person that she would go to for a massage, and he was always extremely punctual. And if she was 5 minutes late, he would already be in distress. So she didn't like that, but, you know, okay, I'm going to start early to make sure I get there on time, because she normally arrived about 5 minutes late to everything, right? So she would start out 10 minutes earlier. She'd still get there 5 minutes late, and he'd be upset. Finally, she realized, you know, I'm really feeding into his upset, and I'm also feeding into my, I've got to be 5 minutes late regardless. And she let it go. She just said, okay, enough. I'm just going to laugh about it. So what? Okay. And I'm going to just love him and say, fine. I hear what you're saying. It's okay for me. You know, I just hear what you're saying and I understand how you feel, and I love you, and I apologize. And just be done with it. And after she did that, she actually was able to get there on time. There also, though, she discovered that one of her resentments was going through traffic on the way to the place. She didn't like traffic because this is boring. This is time wasting. Oh, I don't like having to spend all this time doing something I don't want to do. Gripe, 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 gripe. Right? So she had to let that go, too. And while she was going on a trip to something, realized there's no big deal. No big deal. I'm just driving someplace. I'm just driving. I'm just going someplace. I am who I am, where I am, whenever I am. Okay. So I'm just going to relax with it. And so she did. Now, when you start getting that kind of attitude, you will find to your great surprise that after a while, your subconscious mind gets, it's okay to get on time. And even if you don't get on time, it's okay. So there's no charge. So guess what? You start not getting that last minute snag as you're running out the door. Or you get stuck in that extra bad traffic or whatever it is. You just kind of go with the flow and, by golly, I'm getting here closer and closer to time. Huh, interesting. Okay, cool. I celebrate. Okay? And as far as other people expecting you, to putting you in a box. Again, that's you taking your self-importance way too seriously. That's your ego. Your ego. What? They're trying to change me? They should validate and be appreciative of me, who I am. It's I'm important. I should be more significant than that. They shouldn't be trying to change me. That's your ego. Okay? Sometimes your reality is that way. It'll reflect you very nicely to give you whatever message you need, right? And so all those people who are trying to put you in a little box, the reason they're trying to do that is so that they can feel safe with your energy field. Because you're right, your energy field is enormous. And you're on a track for major amounts of success. But your ego is in the way because you're taking it personally. You're reacting to them. If you didn't react to them and say, oh, thank you for your feedback, And that was all it was. Nothing. No charge, no issue, nothing. No excess energy. You wouldn't be caught in any drama. Just acknowledge, hey, with love and compassion, that's just the way they are. That's fine. No judgment. I'm not going to judge them. That's fine. That's whatever. I'm going to laugh all the way. I'm going to laugh because there are enough people who support me. There's enough supportive energy in my universe, and there's more love ahead for me. I know it. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to love myself more, value myself more, and acknowledge my own significance so I don't need to get any of it from anybody else. I don't need any validation, nothing. I know who I am. And so I'm just going to laugh. No charge. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. That's fantastic. Thank
what that so tends much. To do is drop out the negative connection, energetic connection between you and them. And then when they don't have it, then they just kind of, oh, okay. You see, it's whatever it is. So it's important for you to get this lesson. That's why it's been happening so, because you want to be bigger energetically. You're on your way, and this is what's been your obstacle. Thank you so much for being willing to be on the hot seat, all of you being willing to be on the hot seat to ask these really wonderful, tough questions.